As we discussed in our previous shiur, our Gemara here in Masechta Menachos Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis teaches us two obligations: Chayiv Odom Lamashmish Tefillin B'chol Shah, and you're not allowed to be Masiach Das from the Tefillin. This din is brought in Shulchan Aruch Erechayim Simen Chav Ches Sif Aleph, teaches us Shulchan Aruch Chayiv Odom Lamashmish B'Tefillin B'chol Shah. A person has to check his tefillin all the time. Shlo yisiach datei mehem, that he should be mesiach das from the tefillin. V'yimashmi v'shayad chila, first do the shayad. K'shoyim v'kshatim lo yisiyadach, yimashmi v'shayad. K'shoyim v'hoyo tofes b'aynecho, yimashmi v'shal rosh. And the Mishnah Berurah says, two reasons why you have to be mashmi the tefillin. One is because we don't want you to come to hesach adas. And the other reason is because we're concerned that maybe the tefillin moved from the right spot. And that's why you have to be mashmish the tefillin to make sure they're in the right spot. But the Mishnah Berurah paskins that during davening, you don't have to be mashmish in your tefillin. Similar to the opinion of the Rosh that we quoted in our previous year. And the Mishnah Berurah is much clearer in this opinion in Simen Mem Dalid Sif Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah says, V'loi choshev hesa adas, it's not considered hesa chadas, ela kush oimed b'schoit v'kals roish. Only if a person, while he's doing it, is in a state of schoit v'kals roish. Av kshoyis b'malochta b'mnosoi. If somebody's working, they used to wear the tefillin all the time. But that lame mamish, and he's not thinking about the tefillin, he's not exactly thinking about the tefillin, ain't zeh nikra hesach hadas. That's not considered hesach hadas. Im loy shematri datei kol kach letzorch eguf, unless he's starting to think about other things so much, actually, libei ponim yirushmai machas perdoi, v'ken kshuyosh and shoychi chevelei oylem. So Mishnah Berurah clearly follows the opinion of the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah. As long as one is not the kalus roish when he's wearing the tefillin, it's acceptable. However, does say the Mishnah Berurah, "Mekom akoyim mitzvah namufchar shidatoi tamen al tefillin." A person should always be thinking about his tefillin. V'shloi tziach dat mehen limshach lahar b'machshavas roish, to think inappropriate thoughts while he's wearing the tefillin. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Shem sam zechay l'mashmim kol shor shloi siach datem mehen zuls b'shas tefil v'alim and ain't zarech litin datem b'tefillin." Mishnah Berurah clearly follows the opinion of the Rosh that hesach hadas means kalus rosh, and that's why the Mishnah Berurah is quite lenient when it comes to what you have to do when you're wearing, when you're davening and learning, that you don't have to be thinking about your tefillin. Only when you're doing other activities is the Mishnah Berurah more concerned, and the Mishnah Berurah says, then pay much more attention to your tefillin. The Bi'ah Halacha in Simen Mem Dalid Sif Cotton Aleph quotes Darizal, and he says, Darizal Hikmer Ma'oi Bezeh. The Rizal was much stricter and did say you have to constantly be thinking about the tefillah, about the tefillin. Afilu b'shas tefillah, only even when you're davening, he said you were supposed to be thinking about your tefillin as well. The only time that Rizal was somewhat lenient was zulz b'shas tefillah shemin esrei, while you're saying shemin esrei, or b'shas shalomet, or while you're learning. Any other time, the Rizal said clearer, more similar to the opinion of the Shagas Aryeh, that you have to be actively thinking about your tefillin. What are you supposed to be thinking when you're thinking about the tefillin? So the Yisoid V'Sharash HaAvoida, very much based on the Gemara that we learned here, and Daf Lamed Vav, that the tefillin are an ois, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only God, He took us out of Mitzrayim. He is the one that runs our lives and that we should devote our lives to. And that's what a person's supposed to be. That's pshat that he's supposed to think about tefillin. So when we speak about the Isser of Yisir Das, everybody agrees that Schoik and Kals Roish, even the Rosh Rabbeinu Yonah, who we quoted, take a little more of a lenient approach, agree that Schoik and Kals Roish are Osir in Tefillin. Now, Schoik and Kals Roish doesn't mean that you're acting in a inappropriate manner. If somebody, while he's wearing the tefillin, says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, thinks about his business or other mundane matters, that is considered Schoik V'Kalas Roish. Certainly, if he's thinking about Dvarim B'Talim, or if he's in a situation where he's very angry, that is considered certainly Schoik V'Kalas Roish. Everybody would agree that that is prohibited while you're wearing tefillin. The next category is somebody who's working. If somebody is working, is he considered in a state of Hesach Hadas? According to the Shagas Aryeh, certainly he's considered in a situation of Hesach Hadas. Most Paiskim, however, and we saw that the Mishnah Berurah included, do not consider that Hesach Hadas. And even though you're not thinking about the tefillin, that doesn't make you into a category of Hesach Hadas. And that's why, certainly we know, in the time of Chazal, they wore the tefillin all the time. And the last category is what the Machloikis we've been discussing about, is when somebody's davening or learning, so he's thinking about the davening, or he's thinking about the learning, is that considered Hesach Hadas? And the way I saw the Mefarshim explain the Machloikis of the Rosh, Rabbeinu Yonah versus the Ramban, is that learning Torah and davening, say the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah, are there for the same reason that we wear tefillin. The word tefillin comes from the word Naftule Elohim Neftalti, that we're connected, we're tied to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So tefillin connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but when we daven and we learn, we're also connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, if we're thinking about davening and learning, it's not a contradiction to our wearing tefillin or being considered that we have a Hesach Hadas from our tefillin. Others, however, hold that tefillin come with their own separate obligation. And if tefillin come with their own separate obligation, then you're mechuyev to think about the tefillin, separately, even though you're davening and you're learning. And that's why Yishvim and Mashmish, and perhaps the Machloikis, is connected to the Machloikis that we began the previous shiur, where we said it seems to be a Machloikis Rishonim, the Isser of Hesach Hadas is a Derais of the Rabbanim. We said Machloikis Rishonim, if the Kal V'Chomer that we learned filling from Tzitz is a full-fledged Kal V'Chomer, that seems to be the opinion of the Rambam, versus there's only an Asmachta. So if we hold it's a full-fledged Kal V'Chomer, then maybe we have to follow the opinion of the Shagas Aryeh. If, however, we hold that it's just a Derabbanon, we could follow the opinion of the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah. Another point that the Gemara kept on repeating was that Chayiv Adam, and the Shulchan Aruch, as we learned in Siman Chof Ches Sif Aleph, says Chayiv Adam v'mashmish tefillah kol shah. So the question is, what are the times that a person is supposed to be mashmish the tefillin? So certainly the Shulchan Aruch says that every time you say the pasuk shatim lois ayot chavoyu tatofes ben enecha, you're supposed to be mashmish the tefillin. Also, when you say the brachas hashachav oiz yisrael b'gvura, you're supposed to hold the tefillin, do the tefillin shal yad, and then oiz yisrael b'sfara, you do the tefillin shal rosh. Similarly, when you say the parash of Kaddish Shli, there's the pasuk there of Ahoy la'ois ayotcha ul'zukaram be'inecha. Many are mashmish the tefillin when they say the pasuk of Yismucha Hashemayim v'sagal aretz, when they say the pasuk of Pesach es yudecha u'mazbir l'cha chay ratzoin, and when they start the Birchas Krishma, when they say the bracha of Yotzi or uvari choshech. I did see there's a minig that some people are mamashmish the tefillin when they say kadosh, kadosh, kadosh in the Birchas Krishma, and at the beginning and at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. And some have a minig that when we lay in the Megillas Esther on Purim in the morning and we say Yehuda Maisa Ayurva Simcha V'yikar, and the Gemara says V'yakar Elu Tefillin. So when they read those words, they should say they should be Mimashmash B'da Tefillin. I saw a beautiful vart from the Imre Emes. The Imre Emes says, What's pshat? Chayv Adam l'mashmish tefillin b'kol shah. So the way we've been learning, Chayv Adam l'mashmish tefillin b'kol shah, means that as long as you're wearing the tefillin, as we keep on learning, you're not allowed to be mesiach das from the tefillin. He says a much deeper pshat. Chayv Adam l'mashmish tefillin b'kol shah is that we don't wear tefillin all day. But what Gemara is teaching us is because sure that even when we're not wearing the tefillin, we should be thinking about that. As we discussed earlier, what are the lessons of the tefillin? And what we're learning from here is that the lesson of the tefillin should remain with us because sure, even during the time that we're not actually physically wearing the tefillin.